You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers are fully in spring training mode. And let's talk to Ken Gernick about what's going on with them. I'm Allison Futter. Ken, I'm just kind of reading through the headlines, and it seems like they're going to take it easy on some of these with some of these relievers. It's interesting with Kenley Jansen. We have to remember that teams that go into the postseason the year before, they have to be really careful about how much what a load they put on them at spring training and sort of monitoring that. So I guess the Dodgers are pretty cognizant of that, and they're not really going to push it too much, are they?
No, they did push everybody, and Kenley obviously was pitching 2 and 3 innings a game. So they work an extra month beyond what a lot of teams do. And with this long spring training because of the World Baseball Classic, there just really is no rush to get them ready for a February game or even an early March game. So, but I'm sure by April they'll have their innings in and they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, Sergio Romo to me is interesting. So he was hurt for a lot of last year, so it's not like he has a lot of innings built up on that arm from last year. But he did pitch in winter ball. He pitched in the Caribbean Series, and now he's pitching for Team Mexico. Are they a little bit leery of that, letting him go and not being able to monitor him themselves, or how are they feeling about that?
Well, I think they're leery of everybody in the World Baseball Classic, as I think all teams are. But he came here in good shape, ready, and he was throwing. They didn't have to baby him. So they're relatively confident. But I think every team, you know, kind of holds their breath for all their players. You know, the timing of it is it's not ideal when you're trying to prepare for a season, but this is when it is. And these guys are very passionate about representing their country. And baseball is supportive of it. So, you know, you take the bad with the good, but overall it's good. And they're just hopeful that they all come back in one piece.
Yeah, we're going to use this podcast as just kind of like a injury ailment update because I'm going through my list here. Adrian Gonzalez, little tendonitis in his right elbow, also playing for Team Mexico. So you got a lot of guys that are playing in the World Baseball Classic. I guess this isn't too much cause for alarm. What's his status?
Well, I think it is if he's not able to play for Team Mexico, I guess. But right. I think the way he presented it is if he's healthy, he would be playing here, he'll be playing there. If he's not healthy, he's not going to play for either. You know, I think they're just concerned that he's got a problem, but I don't think they're any more concerned because he's going to play for Team Mexico. I think he knows and they know that if he's not 100%, he won't be playing for them either. So I don't think it's that great a concern. This is a guy that goes to the post when the bell rings. He's playing every day. So, you know, of all the people on the team, he's probably they're probably least concerned with him.
Okay. So now the last question I have to ask you is we're asking our reporters to just reflect on a fond memory you have. You've been covering baseball for a very, very long time, traveling with the team. Do you have any fond memories that come up as somebody who's been traveling, covering baseball all these years?
Yeah, well, I think you know, more than just one fond memory. I think just the fact that I've been able to travel all over. I've not only seen this great country, but I've gone to a lot of other places beyond our shores, Puerto Rico, Dominican. I've covered games in Australia and China and Taiwan, Mexico. So, you know, I think that I've had probably an opportunity that most people in most fields don't get. So in addition to the baseball and how much fun that is, I've been able to see many of the great cities and countries of the world. So, you know, that's something I'm very grateful for.
Absolutely. Okay. Short and sweet. Ken, thank you so much. Get back to it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.